Just to raise the stakes, even you ain't fake. It's the heart of a black man. That's why we stay hard-headed, fighting over land we don't own, killing our own, but be mad when the cops do it. These little niggas confused, cut off that BET, think on your own. Cause Mr. I'm so sway, he won't save you, and racks on racks on racks won't raise you. From a grave brought about from a fable, put together by some niggas just to entertain you. But your mama gon' be feeling this shit like, go ahead, gone, boy. Go ahead, gone, boy. Big mama gon' be feeling this shit. Go ahead, gone, boy. Go ahead, gone, boy. Big mama gon' be feeling this shit. This song is dedicated to the family of Trayvon Martin, the family of Kenneth Chamberlain, the family of Troy Davis, the family of Kendrick McDade, the family of Wendell Allen, the family of Oscar Grant, and all the other families that have lost in the struggle. I know it's not much. It's a start, though, right?
Y'all already know that was my boy Chris Ness right there with Skittles of Ice Tea, man. Y'all make sure y'all call us up. I'm your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Of course, we showcase nothing but the hottest over here. We got to testify about Chris Ness. That was a dope song, and that was a great tribute to hip hop. Also to Trayvon Martin. Big shout out to Trayvon Martin. We always gonna love you forever. Now, Chris Ness began his journey in music in the summer of 1999, inspired by artist groups such as Camp Low, The Tribe Called Quest, South P, and many others. His story isn't a far cry from other inspiring artists in the scene that music has and will always be a grooving factor in his life. But he is different in the sense that he delivers a poetic storytelling mind flows for those who are open to more than just something to bob your head to with no actual thought involved. Keep a lookout because this artist is a hip hop. He is jazz, soul, the blues. He is music and he is destined to be heard. Be sure to check his up and coming LP, APR, and his early release on www.chrisness.bandcamp.com. Again, that's www.chrisness.bandcamp.com. Also, check him out on YouTube as well and follow him on Twitter at www.twitter.com/Chris_Ness. Again, that's Chris_Ness. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring Ness live in the building to get this interview popping.
Yo, what's
going on, man?
Everything's going on. You know what I'm saying? Peace, world. What's going on, Diva?
You already know we getting it in. Definitely feeling the music. That was a powerful, powerful song right there, Skittles of Ice Tea. What gave you the thought or the passion besides, you know, what happened to Trayvon Martin to make that track right there?
You know, first and foremost, rest in peace to Trayvon Martin.
Yes.
You know, I just think the whole event was a big wake-up call to all of us, you know what I'm saying? And not just black people, but it was a big wake-up call, you know, for us to actually look at ourselves. And I was just compelled by it because when I even heard about the, you know, what took place, taking place, it was almost as if I knew him, you know, like it was almost as if it hit too close to home for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because that could have easily been one of my little brothers. It could have been, you know, my the little kid that lives next door to me. You know, it could have been one of my homeboy's cousins. And, you know, I just wanted to shed some light on the issue. And, you know, other issues as well. Not just, you know, the fact that this young boy lost his life, but, you know, to really kind of put us as a people underneath the magnifying glass and, you know, ask some questions and speak on some issues.
That's definitely what's up. Well, you made an impact in a large way, and shout out to you for that. We appreciate artists loving their craft, loving the music, loving what they're doing, and not only that, talking about relevant situations and things that's going on in their craft, in their art, in their music, motivating our people. And like you said, it was a wake-up call, so you felt compelled to make such a great song. This is a song that will be here for years and years and years to come, and we really appreciate you for that as the artist, and we're going to get to the phone lines in a minute. We see y'all with y'all hands up. I know y'all excited. Chris Ness here. Call us up 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And gotta give a shout out to Twitter. I mean, Chris Ness, I don't know about you, but Twitter is always popping, especially when you're trying to get some networking in. Like,
man, you know what? And I'm telling you, like for me, I'm not a real avid user of it. I just started using mine, really. But it is just a great networking tool. So, yeah, shout out to Twitter, Mos Def.
That's what's up. I want to give a shout out to C Class One on Twitter. Big shout out to C Class One for hollering at your diva about getting an interview right here on Diva Spot Radio Frontline Fridays. Also powered by Phenomenal Radio. Big shout out to Phenomenal Radio. Y'all make sure y'all check out www.phenomenalradio.blogspot.com. We are getting it popping over there. It's so many independent artists. The whole mission, big shout out to Slate Stone, G-Mo, Future Guru 100, Tay Black, Truth to Truth, DJ Sway, DJ Trey Boogie, yo, DJ Froggy. We got so many DJs over there. We got a whole interactive map. Wherever you are in the world, you can click on this map from our site and find a station that's rocking with Phenomenal Radio, is willing and ready to interview you. So make sure you go to www.phenomenalradio.blogspot.com.
Your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio.
Phenomenal Radio, the new station of Washington.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
A one-night stand. Phenomenal Radio.
Y'all know we got that Phenomenal Radio for the DJs as well. Wow, go to www.twitter.com/one-night, the number one, at twitter.com. So that's www.twitter.com/one-night-stand. And make sure you follow them. We're giving DJs a platform to get your 60-minute mix played on Phenomenal Radio. We're a registered station, so we definitely got that BDS fans rocking, so make sure you check that out. Chris, that's what you think about that, because there was a debate saying that it's the death of the DJ. And I don't necessarily think there is a death of the DJ. We should just pay more respect to the DJ, and the DJ would pay more respect to the artist by giving them a platform as well, because you don't really see a lot of, well, besides coast-to-coast DJs, you don't see a lot of platforms that really put DJs on the map like they do artists.
Yeah, I agree. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we have to show the DJs love. You know what I'm saying? We have to show them love because they're the ones that are spinning our records. They're the ones that, you know, are getting the club moving for us. And if we're not showing them any love, then of course they're going to go hide somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't feel appreciated. They feel underappreciated. But, I mean, I think it's a great idea to, you know, you give those DJs the opportunity to showcase what they got. You know what I'm saying? And Chris Ness still loves y'all. You know what I'm saying? So keep doing what y'all are doing. And we just going to keep making this real music.
That's definitely what's up. Chris Ness, now you got into music in 99. Now, from getting into music from 99 to now, what is one of the biggest lessons that you have learned that's vital to your career and your business?
Be yourself. Be yourself. And it's not easy. You know what I'm saying? I know there's a lot of artists who sit down with their pad and their pen, and they're trying to scribe something dope, and it's so easy for you to lose sight of what you're really doing this for and sound like the other guy. You know what I mean? Like, I've been doing it for years, but I can honestly say, even to this day, I have to struggle with myself to not write, you know, something that's going to sound cliche. You know, and it's, I mean, you know, so I would just say be yourself. Be yourself, because, you know, and that's one thing Queen Latifah told me. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, yeah, big shout out Queen Latifah. What up? But she was telling me, you know, you could always recreate marketing. You could always, you know, recreate anything else, but not raw talent, not yourself. You know, so you have to bank on doing you. So that's what I would have to say about that.
Be yourself, be creative, stick to your ideals is very, very, very important, and I can definitely dig that. Tell us about this upcoming LP that's coming. Tell us about the upcoming project.
All right. Well, the project drops on September 5th. It's called HER. A lot of people have been asking me, what does that stand for? HER stands for Heirs of Earth's Rebellion, which is basically me saying that we are the owners of tomorrow. The we are the rebels of tomorrow. We are the heirs of the rebellion that's happening. It's a really good LP. I did it with my homeboy Gabe Gunlock, who I've been working with for years. He always, you know, blesses the track, makes sure it's mixed down beautifully. I have some excellent producers on there. You know, Dakota, this guy named STB, Crazy, my homeboy Chemist, Mr. Cool Man, I mean, the list could just go on and on. But that's going to drop September 5th at 9:05. So everybody make sure that you go and download that and bless me with that download.
So where are we going to download it at?
You're going to go to www.chrisness.bandcamp.com. And I'm going to be posting it up after 9:05 September 5th. You know what I'm saying? So if you miss it on September 5th, then you got September 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, all the way to next year to go cop it, but cop it.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Let's get into this music. It's not a track on here called Sleepers Dreamers. Definitely a hot track. Love the... Who did the beat on this? Who did the track on this? This is dope.
Man, this young guy from Washington named Aubrey Jamal.
And, Washington where? What part of Washington Ivy is from?
You know what? I'm not sure.
Washington, D.C. Huh?
You know, I'm not sure, and that's probably, you know, bad on my part. But I, you know, I just kind of found the dude by, you know, playing the SoundClick charts and whatnot, and I came across this beat, and it just spoke to me. And
all right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's up. Go ahead and introduce it to all the people that tuned in live. We're gonna get to the phone lines after this one too. Go ahead and introduce them and let them know that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Fridays.
All right, people, cool world. You chilling with me and my homegirl, Deba Ebony B. All right, we're about to showcase the Sleepers Dreamers track produced by Aubrey Jamal off the upcoming HER album that's dropping September 5th. So check it out.
Forever, my boy. and I know we talk shit, but I like it, my boy. Richie, we should have made it together, my boy. But I know you wife and Danielle, you having your boy. Who's dark, you can marry the girl that you want. Instead of hating, when you slipping inside of your gut? Only to grow more hungry for what you love. When all along is what you need and don't want. Mama told me life wouldn't be easy. But she ain't sad me this hard. So now I'm a little leery about my life and the motherfuckers involved. Heart grown weary. The short days starting to seem too long. My whole shit should be a series. For I am, it's what you see on a sitcom. It's just a little left humor than the TV. And left means Chris able to sit calm. So if you want for me to stay, then let me know. It's in the morning, you're packing and I'm gone. You're in when you're in your head.
Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Team No Filter West Coast, shout out. What it do?
What is going on, Go Bad Music? Welcome to the show, man. Give a big shout out to my special guest live in the building, Chris Ness.
Yeah, yeah.
What it do, Pimp? You know what I'm saying? I tune in, and all of a sudden I'm just getting slapped in my skull candies. I appreciate that.
Most deaf, man. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Now, I mean, you know, I'm a faithful Friday listener. Now, I mean, I support the West Coast, and I support all indie artists and real hip-hop. That's what I do.
Okay.
You guys got to link up, man. Chris, now tell us about your show that you got. Well, before you tell us about your show, that track, Rate the Track, we want to get your feedback on a track by Chris Ness that was called Sleepers Dreamers. Did you get a chance to tune into it?
I caught the last minute of it, but it seemed deep. Like, it didn't have no fluff on it. You know what I'm saying? And the beat kind of put you in a nice little, you know, trance. So you would listen to the words and you bob your head a little bit. So I'm definitely feeling it.
Hey, Most Def, good looking out. I appreciate that. Yeah, we most definitely got to link up. We most definitely got to link up because we both on the coast. So, I mean, it's a must that needs to happen. That's a must.
You know what I mean? Look, this dope-ass music. No S's, no C's. That's DOPEAZZMUZIK. I am Googleable. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is hit me up. I follow back. You know what I'm saying? I'm a winner, baby. I don't mess with no losers.
Most definitely. I like that. I'm Googleable. I like that. Yeah, I'm going to have to use that.
Everybody else is. I'm just saying.
Most Def.
We shout out to you, Dope Ass Music, for giving Diva B a shout out over here in Seattle on the track, man. Definitely feeling that. When you get that edited version, just holler at me, send it through. And we're going to get it right here live on Frontline Friday.
Man, for sure. You know that mixtape is going hamburger, so you know that song's on the mixtape. So everybody hit me up talking about who Diva. I'm like, tune in, and you'll find out.
That's what's up, man. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love. I'm going to keep your mic open, Dope Ass Music, because you know we about to get into this Educate and Regulate session. Y'all going to love this one. Where we at? 862-902, you're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B, Chris Ness, Dope Ass Music, powered by Phenomenal Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Chit, it's your boy Jersey Hot New Artist Money, man. Diva, what's up with you? I got my sights on, baby.
That's what's up. Big shout out to Money Ming live in the building. You know, yeah. Money Ming, we appreciate you coming through. We got a party here. We got dope ass music.
Okay.
We got Money Ming here. We got Chris Ness. It is going down. Of course,
wow.
The showcase is nothing but the hottest. Here on Frontline Fridays, I got another track right here by Chris Ness, which is a dope track called Wake Up. Wow. Tell us about this track right here, and go ahead and introduce it so we can all hear it live right here on Frontline Fridays.
Yeah, most best. First of all, I'm loving this vibe right now. It's like we functioning on the radio. You know what I'm saying? I've been in plenty of functions, but I ain't never functioned on the radio, so shout out to y'all. This next track we're about to get into is called Wake Up. And again, it's just talking about some issues, whatnot, as far as the black community is concerned. So right now, chilling on Frontline Fridays, and this is Wake Up, produced by Astronote. Check it out. Let us know what's good.
Now I bet you niggas do think y'all white. College don't mean shit. Y'all niggas, and you gon' be niggas forever, just like us. Nigga. You're not niggas.
I'll take it. That's true enough.
Peace. Say to God. Yeah. Shout out to my niggas. Keep holding me down, man. Nothing really to know. My people vibing to my shit. Part of my French chime. Fresh off the coast where the lush farm growing. It's your eyes. Find it. Shorty, she the one. She the reason why I grew up. Finally chose who I'm inside with. Black fist in my rebel sky. Thorns in my rebel eye. Yelling, screaming, bring me here. Fuck it, you're high. Part of my bias. But my people need change. And the shit is running late. And what the time is. And what you need being black. If you come with bad cars and a bad bitch. I push crack, do it mean I kill brothers over her shit? Man, that's how y'all want them viewing us, my niggas, please.
Good morning. wrecked spot. I was one part dope, three parts not. See, I never knew hustle was only a step back. It's only in the movie, Pickles taught me that. And I can't tell a lie, slurred my last three up. Hustle wasn't to me, everything it meant to them. But like they say, a hard head make us all bad. My hard white make us dope bad. Now that's some dumb shit. What was it me being black? Just to come with new shoes on the Ashton. You would mean I blow cushions so I could be a star like the asterisk. Man, that's how y'all want them viewing up, my niggas, please. Good morning. Making music, man. Beautiful. Yeah. Chill, what up, man? Molly, what up? Mo, what up? Von J, I see you, nigga.
Boy Money Making D, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B, dropping nothing but the high indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. Let's go.
You already know, man. Let's go. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. We got Chris Ness live in the building. We got Dope Ass Music live in the building. We got Money Meek live in the building. We got Nanaya live in the building. And you just heard that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful track
got
right there. Wake up.
Baby.
Yes, by Chris Ness. Y'all already know how we do, man. I want to get y'all feedback on it. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. I'm going to go with dope-ass music first. Dope-ass music, give us some feedback on Wake Up.
Well, first of all, I want to tell Money Meek, he got an intro almost as cold as mine. I like that. You know what I mean?
Okay, dope.
You know what I mean? But, hey, that song, you know what I'm saying? At the end, I was waiting for Keenan Ivory Reed to come in there talk about message. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful how West Coast artists, you know what I'm saying, we're not always about gang banging. We about, you know what I'm saying, enlightenment too. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my man. He's putting some real work together. You know what I'm saying? I love hip hop with the message. I gotta listen to your lyrics. You know what I'm saying? That's what I say. The beat could be cool, but I'm so busy listening to your lyrics, I'm digging the song.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good looking out, folks.
That's definitely
good looking out on that.
Money Meek, I'm going to throw it on to you, baby. And that wonderful track out here behind my beautiful voice, Diva Ebony D, is by Money Meek. I got my sights on, baby.
I got my sights on, baby.
Love that track.
Money Meek, what did you think about Wake Up by Chris Ness?
Hey, Chris Ness, I'm going to tell you, keep doing your thing. You know, I support all indie artists. You know, hold it down. That was a very prolific song, inspiration. Keep doing what you do, man. Word.
Most deaf. That's love. Respect. Respect, for real.
Dope
that's
track.
What's up, Money Meek. Tell them how to follow you on Twitter and your website as well.
Hey, man, you can definitely be on Twitter. That's at MoneyMink121. Yeah. YouTube.com, MoneyMink. ReverbNation.com, MoneyMink. Get your preview at Stepping on Money Mixtape coming in 85 stores. We here. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you can catch me on Diva Spot Radio, Phenomenal Radio. Take Black, Diva Mary Kay. Yeah.
I'm a check for
my favorite baby daddy, Take Black. My favorite baby daddy is doing the show right now. Big shout out to Opal Rose. I'm so proud of him. And big shout out to Journey the Poet, the Queen as well, man. They doing their thing. We got Lanaya live and Denaya live in the house. We got Chi-Town in the building. You know how, one thing I want to say about Chi-Town, I love me some Chi-Town. And when Diva step her game up even more, I'm going to come and get a studio out there because y'all definitely getting it in as far as with the community and the artists. And big shout out to Twista as well. Big shout out to Twista. He definitely go hard. We gonna get him on Frontline Fridays as well. Chi-Town do a big.
All hits.
All the time over there at Chi-Town. We got Lanaya. Denaya live in the building. Denaya for you.
All right.
Yeah. Denaya, give us some feedback on Chris Ness. Wake up.
I love it. Like, it's such an inspirational track, and it's just, like, he's a true artist, you know what I mean? Like, you know how I am about supporting my music. I'm totally down with supporting indie artists, and I love that track. I love the one he did about Trayvon Martin. Like, you can tell he puts his heart into his music, and he's one of those artists that will not be a one-hit wonder. He's going to have music that's going to be timeless, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's love. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's definitely what's up, man. I'm definitely feeling that track, Wake Up. It was powerful in the beginning. I like songs that punch you in the face. You need to be punched in the face sometimes.
That's how we got to do it. You know what I'm saying? There's too many artists doing the same thing, you know? It's like think out the box. Do something that you didn't feel like you could do. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where the magic happens. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we just going to keep it pushing, you know what I mean? There's such a big void in the market right now for horrible music. You know what I'm saying? People are listening to it. So it's like for the real artists out there, I mean, there's most definitely a void in the market for real music. Somebody will listen to it. Now, it might take a little longer, but, hey, it is what it is. I mean, if you down for the hustle, if you down for the struggle, then you in it for the long run. You know, you're not in it for the quick right. money, you know?
And that's what's up. Fast money gonna go, but slow money is for show money. And being on stable and being on course is very important inside of the industry and out of the industry. And I'm glad that you said that, Chris Ness, because that ties right into our Educate and Regulate session. Let's go.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. Come on. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, what you do something? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, what you do something? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Drop. Y'all look soon. He's going to come out with a hot mess news drop for us as well. So y'all make sure y'all check out S. Kali. He is a great artist, wonderful producer, graphic designer. He got it going on, and the brother is definitely in business. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, www.twitter.com/S_Kali. Educate and Regulate session. I wanted to talk about the top, well, here's a list of the top 10 values as far as with being on the team. These are the top 10 values people look for and people who they bring in on their team and who they're employing. I wanted to do this because I think it's important when we start joining somebody else's movement or when we start supporting one another, we need to know some of the things that people are looking for, especially when you bring in your music, when you bring in your brand, because you can get dropped from a radio station, you can get dropped from a label very fast if you don't know what's going on, basically. So, hold on, y'all. I got to stop the show right now. Give me 1 second. I'm going to get into some poetry because it's not coming up. Hold on.
My uncle once told me that it ain't what a man is saying, it's what he ain't saying. If you gonna pull it, better use it, boy. He ain't no plan, because he'll be back. He said he couldn't help it. Robbing whorehouses and gambling shacks was in his blood. His snake, his wisdom is a gift given unto me, a pair of leather gloves that don't fit. No evidence. He conveyed that it was never meant for him to walk the straight and narrow. Now his walk is as crooked as
the
gangster respected. His love for the dough stares holes into the guard of terror. Hereditary illness, so now he walks with a stick.
run up on them if you want to, young nigga. You be greeted with a 12-inch blade coming out that bitch. He speaks with a voice that has lost its balance. My ears become my hands, and your words is as your footing. Your talent is your survival, callous to your father's whoopings. My overstanding that you lace will catch you. Grandma caught us both black fools, nigga, holla at your nephew. Out of a flock of 20, you're the only black one, silk instead of wool. And not built like you anymore, raised in the pressure cooker. And I can still hear the thrill on how you spilled the blood of what we used to call the chicken hookers. Middle fingers to the whip cracking devils. My uncle dove over the wall, for his magic cannot be confined by high metal. Fuck the gun line, because niggas need sunshine. I soaked the gains I rolled off his burnt lips on how he unripped by having O's turn tricks. Spinning the curve, old school 9-8. Nephew, get the money, everything else is bullshit. I pass the weed to the con man, and he answers the blunt into the pop can. His apartment had the content of a convict, a collage of posted porn shots. Weed smoke coasted with the stereo that's orange hot. Age 59, talking about that's that gangster shit, nephew. Rewind. My uncle once told me that never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Pillow talk can get you killed, boy. Watch the one you screw. And never let them see you sweat, or your emotions remain null and void. Nephew, guns is cool, but a knife don't make no noise. His paranoia was paranormal. Mine haunted with the ghost that taunted him. His spoken Veronica's chilled the room. Choking on the chronic smoke, he blows his nose. But if he could, he would not rebuild his past wounds. My uncle, my nigga, my OG, I kneel down and pray for. A killer and thug to you, but to me, he's a fallen angel with plucked wings and a broken halo. But the light that escaped from it did not perish, but has become a lamp upon my pen, so that when you pass, you would not go a blank soul. Gangster for life.
That's what I'm talking about. I had to hit y'all with a little bit of spoken words while we take care of those technical difficulties. That's another thing people like when you're on their team, that you can work well under pressure. That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
And we back. How y'all feeling the spoken word? That was Eddie Hulk right there. How y'all feeling that? That's called a snake's wisdom. How y'all feeling that spoken word piece for y'all right there, Chris Ness?
Man, that was everything about that was hot. Everything about that was hot. And shout out to my boy for doing that, because that's real. That kind of makes me wish it was on my LP. So I was feeling that. That was hot.
I can make that happen. I can make that happen. Don't worry. Just call me. We'll link that up. He is ready to go right now. We can make that happen.
He is hot.
On the humbug. That's definitely what's up. Money Mate, what you think about that piece right there, Snake's Wisdom? I think you heard that piece before.
Well, it's definitely a dope track. You know, sound like some upgraded Dolomite. You know, we definitely need that. You know, people shout about how this game was starting, you know, the inspiration and the knowledge that was spread through them type of issues. Yeah, definitely a go. Word. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Queen, give me your feedback, Denaya.
Definitely agree with Money Mate. I think a lot of people forget how hip-hop was started and how it was about spreading the message of what was going on. And it wasn't about your shoes, your car,
right,
whatever chick you're with or whatever. It wasn't about, you know, having the word bitch in every single song, or just not even referring to women as women anymore, just straight up, all them bitches, all them hoes, yada, yada, yada. It wasn't about that, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely what's up, man. It's all about educating. Educate and regulate. 10 top values employees look for in employees. The first one is the number 10. We gonna go down from number 10 to number 1. The first one on number 10 is loyalty. Definitely wanna have loyalty. Loyalty is so important. And when people to hire you or they trust you to come on their team. You know, that's what I always say to the independent artists. I'm here to build a long-term relationship here with you, not a quickie, because if I can hit it once, I can hit it again. Word up. It's not written down. So number 10 is loyalty. Let's go down to number 9, professionalism. So important. Professionalism is so important with anything that you present in yourself, especially your brand and your music. You want to have your package together. Business cards, flyers, your blog, your web, your EPK, itsmyurls.com. Big shout out to itsmyurls.com. They gave Diva Ebony B a shout out on Twitter. I was just looking. I said, yo, itsmyurls.com shouted me out. That's major. We definitely looking to network with them and them being a sponsor for Diva Smart Radio so we can continue to promote and educate and support the independent business and independent artists. Yo, word up. Word up. Where we at? Strong self-confidence. You got to be confident in this game. I think you agree about that, Chris. That's what you think.
Yeah, confidence is everything. I mean, you got to fill up some space. Because don't nobody want to listen to somebody who has, you know, a little meek voice and, please, can you please listen to, well, you know what I'm, it's like, no, check it out. You know, this is what I've been doing. You know, hopefully y'all like it, but check it out. I mean, you got to have confidence because if you don't believe in yourself, how do you expect anybody else to?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
If you're not excited about your own track, how you going to expect somebody else to be excited about your track? Just come and say, yeah, Diva, can you check this? I think it's good. Well, I need you to come to me when you know.
No.
Come to me when you know and when you're ready to invest into yourself as well, because I'm going to come with my situation together.
Hello?
Hello?
Well.
Motivate. Number 7 is motivated to grow and learn. And Money Meek can tell us very well about that. Money Meek, let the people know about being motivated to grow and learn with being valuable to your movement, to your company, and even for the people that you employ. Because Money Meek is the CEO.
Yeah, young CEO, one of the youngest in the business, me and Weezy right now. Shout out to him over there. But you definitely got to believe in yourself, as Dope and all those talk about, how you going to be able to plant your dream if you don't believe in it. And you basically got to brand yourself. You know, you is trying to sell yourself. So, you know, you just got to go in. Don't take no for answer. And always remember, for y'all that don't know, Tina Turner got 48 doors closed in her face till they signed her. Always remember that. You know how big she was. Word.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
I didn't even know Tina Turner got 38 doors closed until
48, Diva. 48. Yeah, her and her little boy was going through it for a minute. And then, they, you know, they let them in, man. And, you know,
that's
she took it to the top.
Wow.
That's important to know, especially for an aspiring artist. That's important to know.
And you can also see, you know, 48 doors, so you know it was a tough one. You know, you're going to get discouraged, but listen, man, don't take no for an answer. Keep your movement strong. Stay believing in yourself. Stay real to yourself. Loyalty is definitely a must, man. Word.
That's
what's
up. Number 6, is stay motivated. You got to be motivated, first of all, to earn, to grow and learn some stuff, because growing and learning is very important. You want to learn, if you, like, when you got a team and people are like, oh, well, why am I joining, being promoted, or why this ain't happening, or why I'm not going to these shows, you need to be paying attention to those in front of you and learning from what they're gaining and also what they're losing as well. Watch them. Watch what they're doing. And just grow and learn something for it, but at the same time be motivated while you're doing it because you have a goal in front of you to get to. You already set your goals. You know what you want to get to. So in order for me to be successful is I need to teach myself. I need to learn as much as I need to learn. That's why I pay homage and I research Steve Harvey, Angie Martinez, you know, people like that. I want to know, what did they do in radio to be successful? And because they already paving the way. They give an education out for you to make it for yourself anyway, so you got to stay motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5 is honesty and integrity. Chris, I'm going to throw that over to you, man.
That is like, that's like my life fluid right there is integrity. You know what I'm saying? To be able to, you know what I'm saying, put my foot down and being like, yo, this is what I'm doing. You know, you can either get down with it or not. Because I'm not getting ready to demean myself You know what I'm saying? Disrespect myself, the God, or the public by doing something that I wouldn't do just for a check. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what sets a lot of artists apart from the suckers. Because a sucker's going to take a check anytime. You know what I mean? But you don't want to have to live. You have to live with yourself. You know, you got to lay in the bed with yourself at night and think about how you sold out. So integrity, that's everything. Without that, you're nothing. You're a pawn. You know? You're a sucker.
You're definitely a pawn. Number four is adaptability. You got to be able to adapt with the times. Meaning, I'm not talking about adapt to the trends and everything that's going on right now. I'm talking in forms of, you know, being able to adapt when you're going out networking and marketing. Have some computer skills, especially if you online and promoting. And also, you need to shout out to Denia. She be promoting all the time. She's one of the top promoters in Chi-Town right now. So holla at her. And the way you can get in contact with her is hit her on Twitter. That's all you got to do. You know, you got to have those computer skills. You got to have that drive to adapt to your environment, to go up with people. All right, you have printed out about 500 to 1,000 flyers that got all your information on it, your logo, your picture, everything is looking right. You got all my URLs on there, your website. Now you got to be able to adapt to an environment that you approach people. How you doing today? Go ahead and check out Phenomenal Radio. Hey, sister, hi, brother, how you doing? I wanted to give you this flyer. Going to the barbershops, networking with people. It's kind of like you're running for mayor, but you're promoted. So take pride in that, man. Just take pride in that right there. It's so important to be able to adapt to slow-paced and fast-paced environments and multitasking. So being adaptable is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is the most important, and this is top for customer service. Customer service is what's going to get you paid. I'm telling you right now that customer service for 3 years is so important. People feeling good about spending money, that's why they spend money. That's why people spend money, because they want to feel good. So number three is possessing a positive attitude. You've got to have a positive attitude. Nobody want to, y'all call my shop, be like, yeah, it's Diva, y'all. What are we going to do today? And y'all hear that dead air? That's what's going to happen. Nobody is excited, man. And Denia, I'm pretty sure you can elaborate on possessing a positive attitude.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I think people need to understand it does not matter if you're tired after your show, whatever.
Yep.
Like, we know it's gone. We know stuff can go crazy. Promoters can shake you off. But respect the fact that people came out there to see you specifically and make sure that you network with your crowd. You never know what can come of that. You know, people like don't understand, like, if you network with the right person, you can have somebody that's on your team for years. You piss off the wrong person, you gotta piss off somebody that had a blog or know someone that has a blog, or it's just going, and then all of a sudden you have this whole hate you club. Because you
got a hate club against you. Ain't that something, Chris? People will start a hate club against you online. So, wow, that's crazy. Denia, you dropped a jewel right there as far as the artist finished performing or whatever. Or even if.
Technical difficulties.
I see. Oh, no.
Nobody panic.
It's all good. It's all good. We understand that we're trying to do something that's positive and informative. We understand what's going on.
Yeah.
All good. We get it. Not going to stop, though.
Most
We still going to get it again. We still going to talk about how positive we can be and what we're going to do and how we're going to achieve what we're going to get together. Love, talk, be nice. This is crazy, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not falling out like I used to.
Oh, no.
went into some culinary classes. Gotta stay sexy for you, baby. Tighten up my body. Working on my ghetto Pilates. I'm not going out tonight. We can hit the sofa. Cuddle up, find a lighter. Oh, baby, whatever, let me accommodate you. Is there anything you like for me to change?
My plan, but I can't cover up my
tears.
Oh, no. I
need
some things that I can't take back.
But baby, it's true, I will change it all for you.
Believe
you gotta believe me, baby.
I'm yours forever.
Completely in love. Because the old me was lonely, searching for my one and only. So happy that I found you.
All the potential, and you made it so simple to be loved.
It'll never be the same.
Baby,
everything for you, I can.
You already know I changed you. Y'all, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays. You already know, go to www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com. That was Jaheen, what I changed for you, man. I definitely love that track. Big shout out to North, man. Big shout out to Brick City. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And before I go any further, I want to know, who brought the Illuminati up in here? So that's all of a sudden.
Who what?
Who brought the Illuminati up in here? I said it. Who brought him up in here? Somebody in the chat room, somebody to call out and brought the Illuminati up in here. I still ain't never act up. Tonight,
all of a sudden. No, it wasn't me. I'm just saying. I'm like, I already know what this is. It's okay. We're going to keep on talking, being positive and uplifting people. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep on doing that. We got this.
That's right.
Don't
hate. That's the church, girl.
Don't
that's
hate.
My
I already know how this go. I already know how this go. You're the same issue. I already know how this is going. No. You're going to continue to do what we do.
Damn it.
I'm sick of this.
Everybody's
not going to talk about business hoes. You're going to get this out.
That's right. You're going to get it right. Anime, you're going to sing that song like I told you to sing.
Craziness. I'm like, I kind of have to
number two. Let's finish up number one to get back to Chris. That damn. Strong, number one, strong first effort. Wow. Strong worth ethnic, y'all. It's so important to have integrity and dignity and have a standard in what you're doing and keep the show moving. It don't matter how many times you fell down on stairs like Beyonce. You jump your butt back up to the show.
You said like Beyonce. I love
that. Yo. Tell us where to go to your website, everywhere that you at, all over the web, your next up and coming performances, and that's going to happen. Tell us what's good and what's current.
Okay, right now you can reach me exclusively at my website or my Bandcamp, which is www.chrisness.bandcamp.com. I had a couple old albums uploaded on there, as well as some singles off the new project. Or you could always holler at me on my Twitter, because I'm always looking at my Twitter. That's www.twitter.com/Chris_Ness. You know what I mean? And I keep people updated on what's going down. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to release the third music video from the project, Her, which is going to be Sleepers Dreamers, which we debuted here tonight.
Yeah.
And that should be up within the next few days. I shot it with the Phony Franchise, who, and shout out to them. You know, Phony Franchise, those are my guys. You can hit them up on Twitter at thephonyfranchise.com. That's P-H-O-N-Y franchise. And, I mean, these guys are just crazy, crazy talented. So I'm looking forward to that. And as far as shows, you know, right now we're taking a break from it until this project releases, because we kind of want to set up like a poor man's tour, so to speak, which is basically just me getting shows wherever I can and, you know, putting it up on the show roster for people to follow all throughout Southern California. And hopefully, hey, maybe some other states. You know, God is good, so we'll see what happens with that.
All the time. God is good. Yes. I'm so proud of you, Chris Ness, man. It's just a pleasure to have you on Frontline Friday, showcasing your music.
We definitely played
the hot track that you hear behind us, Skittles and Ice Tea. Also, we played Swifters Dreamers. And we had that hot in your face, punch you in the face track called Wake Up. That was definitely dope. You welcome back here anytime, Chris Ness. Just the next time you come back, you got to pour your own Kool-Aid, baby, and you got to bring a guest with you.
I most definitely will. And as a matter of fact, I will have Megan call up and give you her thoughts on the project. You keep people kind of energized about it. And, you know, I'm positive Miss Ebony Diva B is going to be liking the project. And I'll make sure I leak that to you sometime next week. But you got to just keep it on the low and keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely know how to keep it on the low, man. Don't go nowhere, Chris Ness. We about to take you to church. Take you to church, dog.
Still preaching and I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it into heaven gates, cause they say I'm living wrong, which this won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church.
Sorry, you know what time it is. We're about to take him to church. Big shout out to Kyle A. Dreams for that hot track right there. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Kyle A. Dreams. Kyle_A. Dreams. Make sure y'all follow him and check out that song right there. Take him to church. We going to come from Job chapter 33, verse 26. And it goes to say, he shall pray unto the into God, and he will be favorful unto him, and he shall see his face with joy. He will render unto man his righteousness. And that comes from Job chapter 33, verse 26. Why do we anguish over things we have no control over or ability to resolve? We work ourselves into a frenzy and forget the most important formula. Amongst the worry about the family, the husband, the wife, the children and jobs and money, prayer is the most important formula. We forget about the most important relationship, and that relationship is our prayer relationship with God. When we forget to communicate all of our concerns and worries to the Master, which is 1 Peter verses 5 and 7, we become weak and ineffective. When we become weak and ineffective, we cannot fight effectively. Therefore, we are guilty of letting the thief in. We know the thief comes to rob, steal, destroy our joy. He can only do this if we forget to pray, thus not putting on our righteousness of God. Here's the homework for this, you guys. This is how you can apply this word that we just gave, and God just used me as a tool to give to y'all. Anguishing over things we have no control over only robs us of our joy. If we are robbed of our joy, we lose our strength. If we lose our strength, we cannot be effective. The righteousness of God is our strength. Make a list right now of the things that are worrying us, and then give it to God in prayer. We take it out with a prayer, Lord. Lord God, our eternal Father, We thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for you letting us pass all of our cares upon you. Let us remember how to keep our joy, Lord. Let us never forget that we can do nothing without you. But because of Christ that lives within us, we can do all things. Amen.
From a Saturday night, but I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates. Cause they say I'm living wrong, which this won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work. So I'ma take them to church, 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 church.
Yeah, I wanna give a big shout out to everybody that tuned in live to Frontline Fridays tonight. Chris Ness, Monkey, Money Meek, Zaniya, everybody that's tuned in live at TuneIn Radio, make sure you go to your Google Playbook on your Android, your iPhone, your iPad phone, and download the TuneIn Radio amp and search Phenomenal Radio and Diva Spot Radio and make us your presence, y'all. Y'all can check the Frontline Fridays out anytime, Steppy Game Up Saturdays, and Spiritual Feeding. Also, new announcement and big announcement, HME Radio and the D Hour Show will be syndicated shows on Diva Spot Radio starting as of next week. We are so for the growth, Lord. That is big.
Yeah.
So HME Radio will be on every Tuesday at 7 p.m. with that Throwback Tuesdays or your Throwback Tuesdays. And also, Slow It Down Tuesdays, and then the D-Hour Show will be on Thursdays with Celebrity Thursdays. You can check all the celebrities out right there. You already know how we do.
A big shout-out Kano, too. That's my guy, you know what I'm saying? That's my brother from another mother.
Definite shout-out to Kano. That's definitely Money Make Do, man. Do hit it off as soon as I met him. You know, real, recognized real, man. Word.
Yeah, most deaf. So big up, homie.
Y'all make sure y'all check out HME Radio at www.hmeradio.com. Also, www.blogtalkradio.com/HME Radio, man. Y'all make sure y'all show Kano some love. Check him out tonight as well. We're actually about to get out of here and go over to Kano's show and act a fool, man.
Let's go.
So, before we get out of here, I want everybody to get their shout out for. Go ahead and shout out Money Meek, and I'm starting with you.
Okay, I definitely want y'all to definitely tune in to Diva Mary Kay, Frontline Friday, Phenomenal Radio. You know, hear them dope tracks coming from Jersey, me and her hometown. You definitely go get your preview of Stepping on Money Meek. They coming in 85 songs, real strong. Also, look for the Sight Song Baby, ringtone, coming from TuneCore.com. Don't Air Trip is on his way, Japan, Australia, Canada. It's going worldwide. Other than that, man, stay tuned. Money Make. I got my sights on, baby.
That's what's up. Go ahead and sign out, baby.
That's a huge shout out to Diva Spot Radio. Miss Diva Ebony B. Always doing her thing. If y'all don't know who she is, where have you been? You shout out to everybody on Team 6 D Hour Show, HME Radio. What's up to all my Blog Talk fam, Next Level Radio. Love y'all all. And of course, huge shout out to my Shy Town fan, North Rock 860s, I Sound Zinc, Missy Aya Thompson. Love all y'all. Mwah.
That's what's up. Chris Ness, sign us out here, baby. And we're going to get into a track by Money Meek called Mr. Right, baby.
All right, most definitely, first and foremost, shout out to Ebony Diva B. You know what I'm saying? You are my new heart. I appreciate you bringing me onto the show and showcasing the music. Shout out to Money Meek. I got to check that out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go, you know, swing by his page and see what's popping. Shout out to Anaya. Appreciate you. You know what I mean? Also, shout out to Ivy Club, Martyr Beast, Jay Fifth, Trey, Megan Christie. I love y'all. And make sure y'all check me on September 5th and bless me with that download because I need you. for the Her Project, September 5th, 9:05. www.chrisness.bandcamp.com. I need you. Let's get this good music out to the masses, and let's keep it pushing. But y'all be cool until then, cool world.